Hey there. Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are on digital FM, Sirius Satellite Radio, and online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Rachel Martin.
And I'm Mike Pesca. A dose of the lactose as we bring you raw, unpasteurized reporting about raw, unpasteurized milk. But first, let's get the latest news headlines with the BPP's Matt Martinez.
This is NPR. Thank you, Mike. Torrential rain in northern Missouri is causing heavy flooding on some roads there. One report says more than 7 inches of rain fell in 4 hours. The National Weather Service is reporting several feet of water on highways in Davies, Linn, and Macon counties. Meanwhile, the Federal Emergency Management Agency has named 6 more Wisconsin counties to be in a state of disaster due to severe storms and record rains earlier this month. Wisconsin Public Radio's Steve Roysom reports.
The number of counties in southern Wisconsin considered to be in a state of disaster is now 28. FEMA disaster declarations mean federal money has been freed up to help people afford temporary housing and home repairs. Wisconsin Emergency Management spokesperson Linda Barth says over 15,000 Wisconsinites have signed up for aid.
The newest numbers I've heard is Wisconsin residents have received about $3.2 million so far.
FEMA opens an 8th disaster recovery center today in Oshkosh. Most flooded rivers in Wisconsin have crested, but it may take a while for the waters to recede. And forecasters say more rain may fall on parts of the state.
Steve Roysom reporting in Wisconsin. U.S. Navy divers are joining the search for bodies in a sunken ferry in the Philippines where over 700 people remain missing. The ferry capsized during a typhoon last weekend. So far, more than 40 people have been found alive and some 70 bodies counted. Fighting between the Taliban and coalition forces in Afghanistan has been surging lately. A statement by the U.S.-led coalition says that 22 Taliban militants have been killed after airstrikes in the eastern section of the country. Afghan police called for help after government offices were attacked and the militants were, quote, positively identified and killed. 9 Americans have been killed in 2 days in Iraq. 7 were U.S. soldiers. The other 2 were civilians working with the U.S. embassy. In Mosul, a car bomb killed 2 people and wounded almost 60 more. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro reports.
In the latest violence, 3 American soldiers were killed when a roadside bomb exploded next to them in Iraq's northern Nineveh province. An Iraqi interpreter was also killed in the blast. Also in the capital of Nineveh, Mosul, a car bomb exploded on the same day, wounding scores of Iraqi civilians. On Tuesday, 2 soldiers and 2 American civilians were killed in a bombing in the vast Shiite slum of Sadr City in Baghdad. The group was attending the election of the head of the local council. The bomb had been planted in one of the rooms. On Monday, 2 more soldiers were killed when a man opened fire on them after a meeting in the local council office in the town of Medain, south of Baghdad. The U.S. death toll in Iraq, according to the independent website iCasualties.org, stands at 4,109.
NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro in Baghdad. The Fed is meeting. Don't expect any movement on interest rates, though. The Federal Reserve will likely keep it parked right where it is at 2%. And that is due to a weak economy. If the rate remains unchanged, it's likely banks' prime rate will remain unchanged too, sticking at 5%. The prime rate applies to some credit cards, home equity lines of credit, and other loans. That is the news for now. You can find the news online all the time at npr.org.
This is NPR.